Welcome back to Money FM 93.7 FM. This is Kamota, and you're listening to Showbiz. On this particular segment of Showbiz, we put the spotlight on local talent. And in studio with me today, I have Tozia. Hey, Tozia.
Hi, Kamota.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
So today on the spotlight with Tozia Botta, we are talking film and more so reality TV. I found an interesting quote online, and it says, "Truth is stranger than fiction, which is why reality TV is so popular." Heather Dubrow. So moving on. So welcome again to Money FM, Tozia.
Thank you.
So if you don't know Tozia, Tozia wears a few hats. She's a public relations executive, having studied communications and media studies, and she is also a screenwriter and producer. One of her most well-known projects being Tizirika, a show that follows the lives of two girls as they film a reality show. A show about faking it, delusions, deception, and the desire of material things and popularity. To start, Tozia, in front or behind the camera, which do you prefer?
Behind. In front of the camera is stressful. It seems glamorous, but it's not.
It's very stressful.
Yeah.
Okay, so you shot Tizirika, a project that took about 2 years to actually hit the screens, from writing to actually shooting. Is this the normal timeline for in your line of work?
It should be, but usually it's not, because people are not patient enough to develop a project properly. It's like, oh, today I wake up and I want to make a movie, and I think I'll make it tomorrow. And if I have the money, I will make it tomorrow, and it's just going to be terrible. But development, you need to take time. The script, the story takes time to develop. You need to get your characters, your actors into their characters. You need to build a good team. All of that takes time.
So, who sponsors films?
Well, usually we sponsor them ourselves. Well, on like TV productions, we've had a little bit of help with the coming of companies like Zambezi Magic. But most of the times, films are self-sponsored, because I can say, be it corporates, don't really see the value in film. So unless I'm telling a story of like gender-based violence, which is good, like those stories need to be told,
of
but
course.
passion project films, usually you have to do it yourself.
Okay, I see. So why aren't corporates jumping on to the film industry? Why aren't they saying, oh, this is a great movie, this is a great script, let's do this, let's fund this?
Mostly, I think it's our fault as filmmakers. We're really not putting out great work, if I have to be honest. Like, there are some good movies out of Zambia. There are some people who've done good movies, but then there are lots of people who are doing not so great movies. So it's like, I'm going to sponsor something, and it's really, really terrible in terms of production value, in terms of how the story is told. It's not going to make sense. So I think we need to step up. We need to step it up where we can do a film that will get like international recognition, and then it'll be like, okay, so if I put my money behind this, I will get some value back. Like, there'll be a distributor who'll actually buy it.
Okay, so it's the value addition, it's the value proposition. It's not quite working out for corporates.
No.
So this wasn't on the script, but you've taken the conversation to an interesting direction, and I'd like to bring to focus the Nigerian movie industry, Nollywood, sometimes criticized for a lack of quality and more focused on quantity. What are your thoughts on film industries that have thrived off mass production and just keep doing it?
For one, Nigeria has numbers. Okay. We don't have those numbers. Like, you look at the people in Zambia who have access to cinemas or who buy DVDs. It's not that much. I think there are like over 100 million people in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So probably most of the productions, whether you make it like, well, I don't know if how their cinema is, but like DVDs you can sell, because there are lots of Nigerians in the diaspora. There are lots of Nigerians on the ground. For us, we don't have those numbers, so I don't think we can afford to mass produce bad things. We have to produce really, really good stuff.
Okay, I hear you. So now when it comes, we're talking numbers, or when it comes to putting on a movie production, budgets. What goes into the cost of making an actual TV show, having done it so successfully with Tizirika?
Well, you have to pay your talent. You have to...
Sorry to cut you short. I like that you say you have to pay your talent. So important. Please pay the talent. Exposure does not pay bills and it's not acceptable tender.
Yeah. You have to pay your talent. You have to pay your production people. And then you have to pay them their worth. Because we have so many talented people who can be in the acting industry but are not in it because they're not getting paid their worth. You have to buy equipment. Equipment is super important.
Yes.
Wardrobe, makeup, hiring out locations, transport, food. All of that has to be paid for.
So going back to you have to pay your talent what they're worth, who determines this value?
The economy.
So, well, if the economy says Kamota is only worth 20 kwacha a day, but her worth is 2,000 kwacha a day, how do we, where's the middle ground?
Well, not the economy in terms of what people say are worth. I think you have to take into account, like, okay, this person probably has bills. They probably, like, need transport to get to work. They need to get by while doing this project. They need to get by comfortably. So it's like, I know if I'm going to pay someone 500 kwacha, it's not going to take them very far. So you pay, well, it's twofold, because to a certain extent, well, you can pay talent enough to get them by, but then there's that talent who bring a little more to the table in terms of if they're very popular and they have like a large social media following. So I'm also paying you for the exposure you bring to the project.
Okay, so yeah. There's no industry standard, is there?
Yes and no. There's the bad industry standard where you're getting 50 kwacha per day on set and you're just like, okay.
What? Is that for real?
Yeah, I've heard some stories and they were very disturbing. So yeah, there's the bad industry standards. And then it also goes with your budget, because as much as sometimes you would like to pay people well, you can't afford to pay them well. In that case, you have to sit down with these people and just be like, this is the situation. This is the budget that I have. This is what it is. If you want to do it, great. If you don't, I completely understand. But no, 50 kwacha is never justified.
Okay, so if you've just joined us, you're listening to Money FM. This is Kamota, and in studio with me is Tozia Bota. She is a PR executive as well as a screenwriter. And we're talking about the film industry in Zambia, but today our conversation is going to be slightly more focused towards reality TV. Tozia produced Tizirika, which was pretty much a spoof of a reality show.
Yeah.
And so now let's go right into it. I'm very excited to talk about reality TV because I have a few guilty pleasures. Well, I think I used to. I honestly don't have much time to watch TV anymore. But I do, and I have watched several reality TV shows. So on reality TV, your show Tizirika, which we have said was a spoof of reality, was it easy to shoot as a producer shooting a spoof reality show? Was it easy to shoot?
It was easy to shoot because it's scripted.
Okay.
Yeah. So every scenario, we thought about it before.
You can contain.
Yes.
So which leads me to my next question. Reality versus scripted TV.
I prefer scripted because it's more controlled. I have worked on a reality show before, and the way you have a situation, you hope for it to play out in your head, is not how it will play out. So scripted, because it's more controlled. You know what's going to happen. With reality, not always.
Not always. So with shows like Bing Bonang, Real Housewives of Johannesburg, what is the potential for reality TV in Zambia?
I love Bonang to death. I don't like her reality show. Only because it's so controlled.
So you can tell as someone who is in the industry?
Yeah, she's not giving us anything. There's no ugly on Bean Bonang. It's always glam and the fabulous life. And that's great. We need to see that. But there's also the human side. There used to be that show, is it for Dineo's Diary or something?
Dineo's Diary. Dineo Ranaka?
Yes. You see, that was... she gave us everything. Yeah. And that was raw. And that's what we want to see. We want to see people being human to make us feel better about ourselves. So, yeah, Bonang's reality is not so human. So,
which goes to my next question. Is reality TV fake?
No, it's heightened reality.
It's heightened reality.
Yes, like, I won't lie. There are sometimes, like, if you tell me you are in a relationship and you tell me the problems in your relationship, I will try and steer you towards a scenario where you have to confront that, but not like making it up from scratch. I'll just heighten reality.
So how do you do that? You tell the talent to maybe go and see someone they're having a confrontation with, or
you don't tell them, you just bring the person. You're like, oh yeah, let's go film you having lunch with your sister, and by the way, your boyfriend will show up, something like that. So
there's lots of manipulation.
Yes, it unfortunately it has to be manipulated, because our lives on a daily basis, as much as drama happens every once in a while, when you're filming a reality show, you can't really wait for the drama to happen, because just like every production, you have timelines, you have delivery dates. So sometimes you just have to fast forward.
Okay. So if you've just joined us, this is Kamota and Tozia, and you're listening to Showbiz at Money. And on the spotlight, we have Tozia Botta in studio with us on 93.7 FM. We are talking reality TV, the potential of reality TV in Zambia. Is reality TV real? Is it fake? Is it scripted? So you can catch us, if you're streaming us, you're probably listening to us at www.moneyfmzambia. If you're listening to us on the radio, did you know you could stream us at www.moneyfmzambia.com? We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MoneyFMZambia. And if you'd like to drop us a message via WhatsApp, we are on 0967-144-220. Now back to our conversation, Tozia. I don't think we've quite addressed what is the potential for reality TV in Zambia, localized reality content.
I think there's great potential. There are so many interesting realities that need to be exposed and seen. I think the only problem is because we've been exposed so much to other reality shows, people want to play out those reality shows as opposed to giving us their real lives. And then, well, like from my experience, people are not so comfortable with putting out their truths. You always want to dress it.
Which goes back to your show, Tizioka, the concept. There was a lot of, I don't know, what was the word used about exaggerated reality? I don't know, what was it?
Heightened reality.
Heightened reality. So in your show's description, it's actually described as a show about faking it, delusions, deception, and the desire for material things and popularity. Do you think this also creeps into actual reality shows?
It does, because no one wants to be seen as failing or going through a bad experience. We all want to show our best. It's like social media. Reality TV is almost like social media. Always the best foot forward. It's always great. Life is always amazing, which is not really... I don't think it's not what people want to see. But I think people want to connect with other humans who are going through human experiences.
So my next question, what makes for a reality TV star and what makes for a reality TV concept? Because when we look at, say, for example, shows like Bing Bonang, it was almost a natural step of her career. She's successful, she's beautiful, give her a show. Real Housewives of Johannesburg, fairly successful women. I haven't seen the show. I don't know if they really are housewives. But there's like a certain formula, beautiful, or there's a certain extreme that has to, like a wow factor. So what takes for a reality TV star and a reality TV concept?
To be a reality TV star, I think first, if you're not going to be a crazy person, you have to be known. I've had people approach me and be like, oh, I want to do a reality show. I think my family is like super interesting. We'll be the next Kardashians. And I'm like, you do realize Kim had a sex tape come out right before her show. So she was known. There has to be some sort of public interest in you before you can go down that route.
Even if it's controversial?
Especially if it's controversial.
So, well, going back to, so basically a popularity of a kind, whichever way you gain your popularity, is a factor for a star and a concept. You've given examples of the Kardashian, which is a family type of thing. We've talked about Bonang. She's like more of an empire in herself. So what is the concept? Does the concept always have to be big, bold, beautiful, successful?
No, which is why I liked De Niro's show. I think it has to be relatable. It has to be, in terms of like, you look at the Kardashians, their relatableness comes in like their family who are facing family struggles. Sure, yes. They're rich and they have this privilege, but the sisters fight, you know? Things like that. Things like a normal person would look at them like, oh yeah, that totally happens in my life. So I think it has to be relatable. It has to be something that people have experienced or can see themselves experiencing and see that experience through you and how you handle that.
Well, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Money FM 93.7. And in studio with me, I have Tozia. And we're talking reality TV, the potential in Zambia, and what makes for a great reality TV show. So we'll go to a break. And if you don't know, Money FM gives fuel out. And how and why? Well, it's because we're Money FM. We're generous like that. So find out how you too can stand a chance to win fuel with Money FM. More after the break.
Win fuel of up to 500 kwacha every week, courtesy of Money 93.7 FM. To stand a chance, like, share, and comment on any of our Facebook and Twitter posts and hashtag Money FM Fuel. Money FM, your business radio.
I was on a queue actually to get myself some gas. So I was just browsing through my feed, and then I saw the fuel and we're giving away 500 worth of fuel. Yeah. And I was super excited, and from there I started liking, sharing, commenting as well, and just following the presenters. Then I followed on Twitter. Then I saw on Facebook, there was also a Facebook page, so I also liked the page.
T's and C's apply.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Money FM 93.7, and I have in studio with me Tozia Botta, who is most popularly known for Tizirika, a show that really rocked the Zambian TV scene, a spoof on reality TV. And today we're talking reality TV, its potential in Zambia, and what makes a good reality TV show. So, back on topic, we have had reality TV in Zambia to some extent. It might not be the usual everyday a camera is filming, but we had shows like Ready for Marriage that became successful, which are primarily a reality show. So does reality always need to take a lifestyle type of approach, or can it take a twist like Ready for Marriage?
No, it doesn't always have to take a lifestyle. I mean, American Idols, that's reality. Dancing with the Stars, that's reality. So there are many formats. I'm guessing the cheaper to make is probably, it's easier to follow somebody's life. That's easier. I think recently we had, what's that? The singing one.
A Zambian one? Dreams, I think.
Dreams, yeah. Okay. I see, that's also
okay.
Reality.
So it's interesting. Usually, when we look at contestant like shows like that, we don't really think reality TV. Like now that you mention it, I'm just like, yes, that's actually reality. Someone going on stage, performing their craft, people vote, that interaction. It definitely is a type of reality. So you said it's cheaper to follow people around than to stage.
Well, I've never been part of a staging production, but I'm guessing hiring venues and moving around countries, I'm guessing that can be expensive as opposed to me just following you around Lusaka, living your life. Yeah. So, yeah.
On a particular location. So when it comes to reality TV, what are the pros and cons of being, let's start with the benefits of getting a reality show. What would you say is the plus side of it?
You get to tell your story, and hopefully your story will not only entertain, but it can educate people. That's, I'm guessing, from the star's side. For the producer's side, it's great because it's cheaper to produce.
It's cheaper to produce.
Yes, and limited talent. You don't have to handle like a team of like 10 actors.
it's a regular, yeah.
Yeah.
And any more benefits of reality TV?
Benefits. Apart from telling stories, entertaining, well, because reality TV has like lots of viewership, so you probably get a whole lot of viewers if it's interesting. Yeah.
And what is the downside of reality TV? You've given us the perspective from the talent and from the production side, so do it the same on the negative.
Negative from the talent side is you don't have control of your story, because what the editor does in the editing room, because for a reality show, for the talent, a lot of times they're hired. So unless you are Kim Kardashian with that type of power, you don't really have say of what goes on the screen. That's why you find a lot of reality stars would be like, yeah, no, they made me look this way, but I'm actually that way. So that's a downside. You don't have control of your
Story.
Yeah. From the production side, reality TV is unpredictable. Like, if I script something, I know exactly what's going to happen. Reality TV, not so much. Sometimes we could go and think this is going to be a great shot, and this just doesn't work. Like, there's no emotion, there's no drama. And then sometimes it could be like so much drama, someone breaks a camera. So,
I don't think you want anyone to break your camera. So.
I will probably break you, but yeah.
Okay, so that's the downside. So how do you monetize reality TV? If you already, like in our local market, first let's backtrack. We've already established that in the local market, first of all, it's difficult to get funding for even just a film about something. So how much more difficult is it to say, I need money to follow this family around? And more so, how do you make money?
When you're pitching your reality show, first of all, it will be great for whoever is funding, because it will cost less to produce those episodes as opposed to something scripted. But reality, just like any other show, has to be appealing to the public. So if your concept is appealing, if it's relatable, then you probably will get your funding. So there's nothing special to reality TV getting funding over scripted TV, apart from maybe your production costs will be less. But you pretty much have to deliver something that people will want to watch, will follow. So, yeah.
So on the talent side, how when you're on a reality show, I'm assuming you're getting paid to be on the reality show, but how do you monetize?
Screen time.
What exactly is screen time?
The amount of time you spend on the screen. So obviously there's the star of the show who probably gets more money than everybody else. And then there's the best friend or that person in the crew. And then a lot of once-off appearances, if I'm being 100% honest, don't get paid, because it's just like if I'm filming a reality show about me and I'm like, oh, friends, come over for dinner. By the way, there'll be a camera. So
the friends are definitely not getting paid.
If they're like once-offs, if like reoccurring characters do get paid.
And when it comes to reality TV, what do you think are some of the challenges that are faced because of the culture? Like our culture, why should people come into your home? Why should people film you? Why should post you where you live, what you eat, what your family said? How is that a bit of a challenge for reality TV to actually take off?
It's actually a really big challenge, because you have usually the person whose life you're following is very open-minded and wants to put their life out there, and wants to put their life out there 100%, but the people around them won't be so willing. So every time you have to like shoot family or certain friends, there's always the rigidness and a little bit of tension. Like people, they don't see why you should be doing this, and it's almost like you're intruding, which is true, you are intruding, but they make it very obvious that you're intruding. so yeah, and then there's always that thing of people want to hold you back, like, aren't you worried about what people think about you, you're embarrassing our family, there's all of that. So yeah, we're not that open. There are some people who are open, but they're not enough.
They're not enough people. No. Interesting. So if you've just joined us, this is Money FM 93.7, and you're listening to Kamota Mayondi. This is Showbiz at Money. I've had in studio with me Tozia Bota, who is a screenwriter. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, the WhatsApp line is +260 967 144 220. And you can also get in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Money FM Zambia. And our website is www.moneyfmzambia.com. We're talking all things reality TV, what reality TV looks like in Zambia, the potential and the future of this particular type of production. So we're almost nearing the end of our show, but we still have a bit more time for chit-chat. In as much as you have done reality TV, and which is kind of the project that elevated you to a certain level of fame, am I correct?
Fame, I don't know.
You're not, you're okay. Well, hopefully got you paid at least.
Yeah.
Okay, so okay. Well, I guess it's more beneficial to be paid than seen.
Yeah, I don't.
What else do you do? As in, I would hate for people to think you just focus on reality, because I definitely know there's more depth to Tozia Bota.
Is there?
Do tell.
No, okay.
Do tell.
Tizivika for me, 100%, it's something that actually shocked my friends, because it's like, how do you know these stories? I'm like, girl, I just do. But essentially, I'm a writer.
Okay.
So I'm a screenwriter.
You're a screenwriter.
So I work a lot on scripted stuff, and I'm currently working on what I hope would be a scripted web series, but I don't know yet.
So you bring in an interesting conversation, scripted web series. People like Issa Rae, who is very now successful and extremely popular for her show Insecure, started with a web series. So just let help me understand, why web series? Is it the cheaper way to get work out?
Actually, no, it's very expensive.
Oh, okay.
A web series, because you have 100% control.
Ah.
If you are commissioned, you don't have the final say. So there's certain, because TV, family viewership, there's certain things you can't say, there's certain things you can't show.
Okay.
But with a web series, it's all you, I mean.
But how does, you say it's more expensive to put on a web series, but how do you monetize if you're putting your, say, your content on, is it YouTube or wherever your content then goes?
Hopefully, well, they say YouTube pays, but I don't think we have the numbers in Zambia to get YouTube payments. Well, for me, I can't speak on others because I'm just trying this out for the first time. For me, my web series is more like a calling card, because with Tizivika,
a calling card. Please explain.
Like, if someone says, oh, hey, I've heard about you, can I see your work? And it's like, yeah, no, I don't own the rights, so I can't send it to you. But if you're in Zambia, you can watch it on this channel.
I see.
So
it's like a portfolio.
Yeah. Yes, pretty much. It's like, okay, this is my work. Just here's the link. You'll find it on YouTube. So because my very, very first project, I never got the opportunity to do that. So okay. I have like friends or abroad, I'm like, oh, I heard about your show, I really want to see it. And I'm like, okay, this is awkward. When you're in Zambia.
So like, watch it. You don't own the rights.
No.
Okay. I see. Interesting. Is it something that you knew going into the particular agreement?
Yes, it is. But at the time, I just wanted to get my work seen.
Okay.
And get paid for it.
So. I see. So that is the situation with that particular work. So are you in a position to say what your web series is about, or is it?
Yeah, it's not exactly groundbreaking.
Do tell.
It's following the lives of pretty much me and my girlfriends before we hit 30.
Okay.
Some have, others haven't.
So it's based on reality.
Ish. It's just looking at the expectations in Zambia versus the modern world. You know, we live in a world where you can be 40 and not married and be thriving. While here, it's like, girl, you're 40 and not married. Like, you'll be sent to the kitchen to wash dishes every time, while the 23-year-old married girls will be respected. So
that's funny.
Things like that. Just okay. Looking at like the way our parents see life and the way life actually is today.
Okay.
Things
and
like that.
The way that it has evolved.
Yeah.
All right. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to Money FM. This is Kamota. This is 93.7. And we are about to wrap. I have a question for you. If a budget was not an issue, what's your dream location and dream cast?
Ooh, I'm about to betray lots of people.
What is dream location and dream cast?
A dream location. I would love, absolutely love to film something on the streets of London. Never been, but I like every film that I've seen with London in it. I love the feel. My dream cast, my main character, would probably be Edward Norton.
Okay, I'm terrible. Who is Edward Norton?
Oh my gosh. He is the former Hulk, the one who was fired.
Okay, I need to do a quick Google search on who Edward Norton is, but please go on.
He's super, super talented.
Edward Norton.
I would like him to be my lead.
Okay. I know him.
Uh-huh. Yes. Part of my cast, I'd obviously have Amy and Chilu from Tizibika, because I think they're like...
So sure. That was Wesley and
Tandy.
They're very talented actresses.
Yeah. I would have Rachel Wes. I think she's also amazing.
Oh, yes. She's a great actress.
Trying to think. Oh, and the guy from Black Panther who played the younger dad.
The younger dad?
The older king when he was young.
Wait, I'm confused now.
Atawanda or something like that. I can't remember.
So which King Shaka?
King T'Challa's dad?
Dad.
But when he was younger.
When he was younger. Okay, I can't remember, but I know his face, but I don't know his name.
Yes, okay. I think he's like, I feel so bad that I don't know his name right now. But I think he's like super, super talented, and it would be an absolute dream to work with him.
Okay.
Actually, scratch Norton. He would be the lead.
He would be the lead.
Yes.
And what do you think it would take to get Zambian content more out there and also more beneficial to those in it?
We have to do good work. We have to do work that can stand next to a South African film, next to a Kenyan film, and say, this is good. As long as we keep doing subpar, quote and unquote, passion projects, we're not going anywhere. Because anyone can make a film these days. You can make a film using your phone.
Yeah.
But it has to be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just need to... We have people who are good. But then, again, it's a time issue. People don't want their work to breathe.
Yeah.
So... We need time and we need people to get good. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, you have been listening to Showbiz at Money. This is Kamota. Thank you so much for listening.
Win fewer of up to 500 kwacha every week. K. courtesy of Money 93.7 FM. To stand a chance, like, share, and comment on any of our Facebook and Twitter posts and hashtag Money FM Fuel. Money FM, your business radio.
I was on a queue actually to get myself some gas. So I was just browsing through my feed, and then I saw the fuel and we're giving away 500 worth of fuel.
Yeah.
And I was super excited, and from there I started liking, sharing, commenting as well, and just following the presenters. Then I followed on Twitter, then I saw on Facebook, there was also a Facebook page, so I also liked the page.
T's and C's apply.